Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sir Elton bringing us back with part of the middle of Levon, one of his greats. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend. One of the best friends that I have in the world. He and I have become very good friends over the years. Jeff, thank you again for being here. Gotwords.com. What's the other one? What's the travel trailer?
The newest enterprise, or as I call my adventure that I'm working on, is roadtripmojo.com. Yeah. It's the intersection of RVing and camping and doing festivals around the country.
Right. And so what are your plans for that? So folks, this is a reinvention step. It's not a reinvention in that he is going from being from one kind of a professional to another kind of professional. This is you're adding a product, so to speak, aren't you?
This is what we call, and I've been a part of a Facebook group for years, and somebody wrote about it, and we've discussed the gig economy.
Yep.
It's part of a shift in what we call a slash career. So whether I'm a journalist slash corporate copywriter or a writer slash subject matter expert, this is another addition. It's funny because I wrote about this yesterday, and I updated my LinkedIn bio to say I'm the co-creator, producer, and blogger for Road Trip Mojo. And all sorts of people thinking square pegs, square holes, got back to me and said, congratulations. Now, many of them just clicked the button that said congratulations on the new job, not really reading it or writing personalizing, which is another topic. But they assumed it was a new job.
Right.
They assumed, even having known me for 30 years or how many ever years, they assumed I was taking a job somewhere. Many of them got back and said, are you giving up copywriting? Or are you giving up home-based business?
So you actually might have a little bit of a backing and filling to do with some people, right?
Absolutely.
You want to make sure people...
That's part of it. You know, I thought about it after the fact.
People who would hire you don't want them to think that you've retired.
That I'm off the market.
Yeah.
Exactly. So even though my statement was pretty clear, it obviously wasn't clear enough.
Knowing the way you think, though, Jeff, this is what you did on purpose. So it'll give you a reason to call people and tell them and can reconnect with them and get some business. I know what you're thinking.
Precisely.
I'm watching. I got you.
He's on to my game. He's got me figured out. But see, you know, what's interesting is with something like Road Trip Mojo, again, which is going to explore, you know, the trends of RVing and people, you know, camping around the country and attending, whether it's music festivals, art festivals, wine festivals, traveling around the country and taking in what they love. What we're really seeing is this is the opportunity for anybody, not just someone like me, but anybody to come up with an idea. Grab a URL, you know, a website, roadtripmojo.com. Go out and grab the Facebook page for it, and then start promoting it. I mean, we're well over 100 likes on our Facebook page.
If you can make what you're doing authentic and real, and make sure there's humanity in it, tell stories. You could be off to the races with this. I mean, look at the people. I'm just thinking of a couple of women that I've heard of over the years who decided to do this with cooking.
Right.
And they just started a blog, and they had one person follow them, and now they're rich from this silly blog about cooking. And all it was, this is my life. I'm real. What I do is real. This is as human as it gets. Would you like to hang out with me?
And they just started by wanting to share.
Stories.
Just share, not sell. Share.
That's exactly right.
You think about how many of these things started. I mean, with what we're doing now, look, I have no idea where this is going to go, and it's just an opportunity to write about things I love. But, you know, I can sell ads against it. I can merchandise it. I can create products for right now.
But see, 30 years ago, there was no opportunity for revenue from something like that.
Very
limited.
Because
you couldn't sell ads
unless you really put your heart behind it. And it became your singular almost your singular
right.
interest.
But then you had to go out and get sponsors for it, which you could do. I did it. You did it. But now if you get enough volume, enough traffic, you can, as you said, you can sell ads. There's a revenue potential for this. These are examples of how of the sort of the convergence of the change in the way people think about work and the technology.
Right. And the way we're able to pull it together mm-hmm. from both sides. We as the vendor and them as the consumer. And it's really changed and it's pretty dramatic. And it's a great time to be in the marketplace, to be able to mm-hmm. do something like this without dropping a dime yet. And having a presence that is truly can be worldwide if I had that audience, but it doesn't take a dime's worth.
And the other thing is, you can do it, and you're almost in your spare time, and not disrupt whatever it is that you're doing that's bringing in the money right now.
Exactly.
You can do it
exactly.
in parallel universes.
And you do it, during the day, in the mornings, in the evenings, on the side, you can do it from your portable, from your smartphone, because you can log on and post. You can shoot. I mean, everything that you need to do it, you carry in that little computer that you have in your pocket. And when you're not looking at images of cats or reading the day's news, you're able to really propel any enterprise you may have. Just propel it forward.
Yep.
It's a pretty
yep.
dramatic change we're facing.
Hey Jeff, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website again, please.
We're going to have two of them. We're going to do gotwords.com, but more importantly now, we're doing roadtripmojo.com.
Roadtripmojo.com. Hey, Jeff, let's do 19 more. What do you think?
You got it. Absolutely.
Right. Thank you, Jeff. Good job. Come back
Always
soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks,
Jeffrey, Jim. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best, as you can tell. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.